In the 2009 legislative session, the Texas House was made up of 76 Republicans and 74 Democrats. And a moderate speaker, San Antonio Republican Joe Straus, led the House through a session that, for the most part, steered clear of heavily partisan legislation. Now, with 99 Republicans and 51 Democrats, the House is more conservative. Pampa Republican Warren Chisholm says that should lead to more conservative legislation being considered.
We might take a look at what we can do with illegal crossing the borders of Texas, coming into Texas. We might look at the Arizona law and see how we could fit into Texas law. I didn't notice any immigration bills getting passed last time.
That last statement was a shot at Speaker Straus, who didn't push for immigration legislation in 2009, which some say was a thank you to Democrats who supported his bid to be Speaker. Since Republicans don't need any help from Democrats this time, Chisholm says the GOP should select a Speaker behind closed doors among themselves. Straus says a majority of Republicans already publicly support him and questions why the need for a caucus vote.
Well, this is something that Warren himself strongly and vigorously opposed in 2002, calling it a Washington-style approach that Texas should avoid. He may have a change of heart for some personal reason. I think you'd have to ask him about that. But I'm very proud of the support that I have from 79 of the 98 or 99 Republicans, and we'll just see what the members want to do.
For now, more than 120 state reps have pledged their support to Straus. On the surface, it looks like Straus is set up for an easy reelection. But the man Straus replaced, Tom Craddock, announced a similar lead just 2 months before he lost the speaker's race. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.